are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
It's your 2024 NFL playoffs. It's the road to the Super Bowl, baby. Let's go.
Are you ready? Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now, buddy. Time is now. What's happening?
The time is time for the playoffs, baby. Man, I love fantasy football, but I love the playoffs just as much. You know, the Super Bowl, everything. It's just so invigorating.
Yes, sir, man. And we got some amazing matchups this weekend coming up. And we're going to walk you through them, let you know who's going to the Super Bowl, guys. We're going to let you know, man. But first, man, we got to get a quick word from our friends. This show is presented by Bet Online. Bet Online, man. Good stuff going on over there. Bet Online. Let me pull it up here. There we go. All right, here we go, guys. With the NFL playoffs right around the corner and the NBA season in full swing, Bet Online has you covered with all your up-to-the-second odds, news, and scores. With additional odds, lines, trends, and info on both desktop and mobile, you can access all world's best wagering information anytime. Head there today to get the action and all the updated odds. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE, BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts, baby. Yes, sir, guys. Don't forget to use that promo code BLEAV. That's how they spell believe. That's it. But we got your stuff going on. Hey, Tommy popping in the comments already. Packers versus the Ravens Super Bowl. What's up, boys?
I don't know about that one.
We're going to find out, man. We are going to find out. Let's go ahead and find out now, man. Let's start off here with our road to the Super Bowl. I'm starting off. We got Bandy's picks right here, man. I'm going to start us off in the AFC with those Texans coming in against the Browns. We got the 4 seed against the 5th seed. CJ Stroud got that rookie coming in. Coming to tear it up, right? But then you got the old man, Joe Flacco. He's got something to say about it. Super Bowl MVP, Joe Flacco, by the way. The Browns are looking really good. I mean, the Texans are looking really good. But honestly, I feel like there's more holes in the Texans. Don't you agree?
Definitely, definitely. You know, and this is like kind of the battle of the who won the Deshaun Watson trade, you know. Was it worth it to get rid of him and, you know, to get CJ Stroud and Will Anderson and everything like that? Or can the Browns do it while having Deshaun Watson on the bench?
Which is insane. I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but you know how all the matchups has kind of got some, like we got Stafford against, you know, the Rams, that whole trade, you know what I'm talking about? If Deshaun Watson was still playing, that would just – bam.
Oh, yeah. You know, it leads more and more into the whole NFL is scripted thing. Every matchup almost.
Oh, yeah. Exactly, buddy. Anyways, let's go ahead and move the team who I think is going to win this matchup. Texans-Browns. We got the Browns advancing to the divisional round. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I like it. I like it a lot. You know, whenever my board comes up, it'll probably look a little similar with that. But I can dig it completely.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Then we got the Chiefs at the Dolphins. Tyreek, Patrick Mahomes. Tyreek coming home. But, hey, guys, this is about a couple hours away from where we are sitting right now. There's a little bit of an ice storm going on outside our door, and it's going to be cold in Kansas City. what did they say, zero, something like that?
They said the high is negative five.
Here's the thing, bro. Tyreek makes his bread and butter in running out deep, and Tua, who doesn't have the best in arm in the NFL, throwing it out there to that guy. So there's that. That scares me. So in my eyes, it's going to be a game of running backs. Who's got the best running backs in short throws? And honestly, the Chiefs, honestly, they just need to get kind of put out of their misery here. It's just been a rough year. I think they need to reload and get it figured out, man. And that's why the Dolphins are going up to the divisional round, leaving the Chiefs behind. Hey, at least you can say you've made it to the playoffs every year you've been there, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. And one thing, though, just to note is that Tua is heavily underperforms in cold weather conditions. That's been known in every one of his games. He is tend to do terrible and have multiple turnovers and things like that. I do think this is a turnaround game for him, though, to prove that that is just a statistical anomaly and it's not something that he is known for.
I wonder if it has anything to do with his almost his heritage being like, you know, of Islander. You know what I'm saying?
Like, not they Hawaiian. Like, I don't know. If
you I saw almost that said interview. Hawaiian.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw that interview, but they asked, you know, he's like, I'm from Hawaii. I'm not Hawaiian.
But he is some kind of islander who is, you know, in the sun is
exactly,
what I mean.
Exactly. And then Miami in the sun. You know, right. They're 80 right now and we're freezing.
So. Oh, yeah. Exactly, buddy. Exactly. But, yeah, moving up to the divisional round to take on the one seed Ravens. It's going to be a good one. Let's move on to the next game. We got the Bills and the Steelers. The Steelers kind of snuck in, I feel like, to the playoffs. Honestly, if they can make a playoff run here, that would be incredible to me. And I think everybody looking at the brackets here would agree with me when saying that the Steelers may be the Fugazi in the whole thing, Trey.
Yeah, man, and I feel like I'm having like deja vu here. I feel like there's been several years where the Steelers just somehow fumble their way into the playoff bracket, and I'm always like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Because you don't deserve it.
Honestly, I'm excited about a lot of these games, but I'm excited to watch the Bills, but I'm not super excited to watch the Steelers.
I will say there is 44 mile per hour winds, something like that, going to be in this game. So that could really definitely have an effect. You know, turnovers and things could make this go crazy.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely, buddy. And we know Josh Allen, he has got that big arm, buddy. And they got him for one reason. That's because in those kind of weathery games, he's always overproduced, man. And that's why I think the Bills are going to go ahead and move on to the divisional round, baby, divisional round. Let's get to that divisional round, man. Ravens, Dolphins, going to be a good one. Again, Lamar and the Ravens have been playing very well. Sometimes it doesn't look as pretty as it seems like they're doing. They've kind of been under the radar winning. And I mean, it just feels like you hadn't heard anything about the Ravens, you know?
Yeah, man. And to me, it's like every time the Ravens win a game, I'm like, really? Wow, how did they pull that off? But I mean, it seems like they're flowing and they're fluctuating and they're getting things done. So
adding Dalvin Cook to the running back room too.
Yeah, that I don't know whether to love or hate that.
Right.
I love me some Dalvin Cook, but I'm just not a Ravens fan.
I know, buddy. I know. Ravens, Dolphins. I think the Ravens going to continue to be dominant here and move on to the AFC Championship game. Awesome. Let's go next to the Bills, Browns, the Battle of the Bees. Flacco doing his thing, coming back. Josh Allen trying to get over that hump. The Bills, it's Super Bowl or bust, and it's been that way for a few years now. They really were on an upward motion this year. They've kind of seemed to go down a little bit. Hey, but they still made it into the playoffs, and that's what's important. Andres Torres says, let's go, Ravens. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'll see, buddy. We'll see. But like I said, Battle of the Bees, the Bills, the Browns. Let's get the Bills to the AFC Championship game, okay? I just feel like the Bills are the better team. The Browns are looking amazing. If Flacco continues to play like this and not making mistakes, I could see it going another way. But in this instance, I feel like the Bills take it, man. Go to the AFC Championship game. Got the Ravens. Got the Bills. AFC Championship game. Going to be in Baltimore, no matter what. Going to be in Baltimore if they make it all the way. That's a great stadium to play in. Josh Allen going against the Ravens. It scares me. What scares me about this game is the Bills' defense in Lamar. You know, keeping that spy on Lamar, and by pulling him up, you're sacrificing a little bit on the back end. And I could see, you know, that being an issue here. But I just think the Bills have finally got this far. They won't have to go through the Chiefs, okay, which has always been a hurdle that they have not been able to get over. That's why they're going to the Super Bowl, baby. Bills in the Super Bowl.
I like it, man. I like it. Yep. You know, it's about time Josh Allen got what he's so doubtedly put out there and all the effort he's put in. I mean, I feel like he carries that whole team on his back.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. He has to. And when he's playing bad, the team's playing bad. But when he's playing good and he's on point, that's when they do it.
Yep.
Zachary Pringle says, I'm back. What's happening, buddy?
What up? What up?
Welcome back, my friend. Haven't seen you in a minute. But let's go ahead and move on to the NFC side of things, okay? Starting up in the corner, we got the Bucks at the Eagles. Bandy's got the Bucks and Trey's got the Eagles. This is kind of like, I don't know, I want to say fate. I've been hating on the Eagles all year, and it's looking like my entire season is going to come down to the Bucks and the Eagles. Insane. The Eagles, though, they've been on a downward climb, and that's exactly what we need, man. The Bucks offense, they haven't done a lot on offense in the last four quarters. I'm sure my buddy Trey over there is banking on the Eagles getting in playoff form, but that defense has been terrible for the Eagles, and that might just be exactly what we need to beat the Eagles and move on to the divisional round. Woo! Well, you like it?
I don't. But I understand it. I think it definitely can happen. You know, if you would have asked me 6 weeks ago if I thought that was going to be a possibility, I would have said no way in hell. But today I'm thinking, you know, there's a chance.
I think we played them not 6 weeks ago, yeah. But we played them a while
somewhere
ago.
Yeah, it was pretty.
They whooped us, but yeah. They were a better team then.
Yeah.
No big play slay in the out there. Yo, Zachary Pringle says, nothing much, just graduated boot camp, the Bucks. Yes, sir. That's what we're talking about, my friend. That's what we're talking about. But let's move on to the next game on the wild card weekend. We got the Lions and Rams. We got the battle of Stafford versus Goff. Who was the better quarterback? Which franchise made the better decision? You could argue it was already the Rams because they have a Super Bowl under their belt. But, man, those Lions, bro, they have captured America's heart. And they rode into the playoffs, man, and they've been a great team. They've had their ups, their downs, but I feel like they've been mostly up, Trey.
Yeah, and you got to think about it this way too, though, because the Rams went after Stafford to where Goff was just kind of like a consolation prize they got with some other things. And then for that to be their quarterback that led them to the playoffs, you know, that was like a free gift. And So if he takes over and wins, it basically states that the Rams did not do what they were supposed to do in that trade. And the Lions actually won because they got Goff for nothing.
Yeah, they sure did, buddy. They sure did. But Goff has been playing very well. He himself has made it to a Super Bowl with those Rams. Just saying, they didn't win, but he did make it. Didn't play great, but he did make it. But, guys, we got Lions. We got Rams. Oh, my. The Lions move on to the divisional round, baby. Let's go down to the Cowboys against the Packers. The Mike McCarthy game is what I'm hearing, what they're calling it.
Yep.
It seems I think this game will be for Mike McCarthy's job as well, man. So, I mean, he better do his thing.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. You know, like that people are saying, you know, that Jerry Jones basically hired Mike McCarthy because the Green Bay Packers kept beating him in the playoffs. And he's like, give me a piece of that action. And now he's got the opportunity to put his foot where his mouth is, you know, and do something with it.
Yeah, buddy. Look, man, the Cowboys have been playing lights out. They lay a dud here and there, but I only saw a couple of those this year, man. And they've really looked like a better team, a superior team this season. Jordan Love and the Packers, though, have also been great. And I tell you, man, most of the time when you have a team that has struggled, like during the season, that's kind of what I like to see. You know, I like to see the struggles, the ups, the downs, because usually they go up when they get to the playoffs because they've been trying to figure out who they are. Like, who are we? Are we a playoff team? Well, the Packers slid in and they're telling you that they are. Okay. So them against the Cowboys. However, however, them Cowboys, they scare the hell out of me, man. And I think they're going to do it against the Packers, and they move on to the divisional round, which we've seen them do before. We've seen it done. But let's go up to a just horrifying game for me. And that's the Buccaneers at the 49ers, because it'll be in San Francisco, hanging out at the one seed. You're telling me that the San Francisco is just going to kick it and wait for the Bucs to come up there, you know what I mean, for the divisional round? It's scary, man. It's scary. Honestly, the Niners are one of the scariest teams in the NFL. When I hear that we have to play the Niners, my heart jumps, bro. Like, the Eagles, I get a little scared, I ain't going to lie. But the Niners, man, they are a scary team. Scary team.
Yeah, man, and for the Bucs having to travel to the Niners having a bye week to be able to just hang out and watch and more another week to study and learn, it's definitely a scary situation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, Facebook user says these picks are whack. Okay, buddy. We'll see. We'll see. Hey, Bayou Bangle, though, he says, hey, y'all, hit that like button. Appreciate that, Bayou. Hit it. Miss that guy, Bayou. That's our dude right there, man. Check him out. Facebook user says KC Freeze defends. I think I know who this is, but I'm not sure. But that's all right, buddy. That's all right. Anyways, Buccaneers, 49ers, a game that honestly scares me. The Eagles are on a downcline, so I think the Buccaneers can take them. But them Niners, man. actually, I guess I had the Cowboys in the Lions game next, but that's all right. Hey, the Lions, Cowboys. Cowboys going to take out the Lions. It's going to be a deep playoff run, divisional round. Going to be a good one. Cowboys go to the NFC Championship game with the 49ers, my friend, with the 49ers. And an old-fashioned one, buddy. In the 90s, we saw this happening constantly all the time, you know?
Yeah, man. You know, you got the Cowboys versus the Niners. What a matchup there. These guys meet up all the time. It's always a knockdown, drag out fight. You know, I feel like the Niners and the Cowboys specifically have fans from one side of the United States to the next. They're one of the only teams that really just have like a cult following. You know what I mean? Oh, and when they get together, it's a brawl, man. It always is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a good game, though. Cowboys, 49ers, two really good teams. Two, to me at least, are two of the scariest teams. And as much as I hate on the Cowboys, man, they scare me, bro.
Yeah. I don't believe it.
Yeah, I know, bro. Dak, CeeDee Lamb. I mean, Tony Pollard hasn't been amazing, but he's had his games, man, and he will need to have a great game against these 49ers and that defense, okay? Brock Purdy. The only reason I feel like the Niners didn't go further last year was because Brock Purdy got hurt. His arm was messed up. They couldn't throw. They had, Christian McCaffrey taking snaps.
Yeah.
They knew it was over. The Eagles just strolled into the Super Bowl last year, and I've told you that before, Trey.
Yeah, and then you said they were going to get their ass whooped this year in their schedule, because last year they had an easy schedule, and this year they had a hard schedule, but they still managed to get there.
They did all right, 11-6. Okay, but look, here's the thing. The Eagles gas themselves out, bro. They're like, we're the Eagles, man. This is just what we do. We're going to hit it hard, you know what I mean? And then they made it, and then now they're like, bro, I'm tired, man. DeAndre Swift, a great running back. But bro, his legs are tired. When you got Gainwell in there, though, tearing it up, though, last week.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, off of the Eagles.
Boston Scott, he's still waiting. His legs are nice and cold.
Oh, yeah. Boston Scott, no kidding. Anyways, a classic matchup. Cowboys, 49ers. I just think them boys are going to get them butts whooped, man. And the 49ers make it to the Super Bowl, baby. Bills, 49ers in the Super Bowl. What do you think?
Yeah, man, I could definitely see it happening without a doubt. I mean, two great teams from the AFC, great team from the NFC. These guys could easily make it to the Super Bowl, no problem.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. Bills, Niners, Brock Purdy against Josh Allen. I'm sure the week of the Super Bowl, you'll be hearing a lot about that. The Josh Allen and the Bills want it. They want it really bad. This is what they played for. Stephon Diggs, I'll tell you what, if they want to make it to this point, he will need to step it up in these playoffs, because these last few weeks have been booty, bro. And I think he knows it, because he knows, you know what I mean? He knows what he's doing and not doing.
No doubt, no doubt.
Here we go, man. Super Bowl. I think the Bills defense is not going to be able to handle Christian McCaffrey, who is could possibly end up being the Super Bowl MVP when the 49ers win the Super Bowl, Trey.
Yeah, man. I like I said, you know, I definitely could see it happening. You know, they seem to be the best eye on the field just watching them. You know, these they're monsters. Christian McCaffrey is just one of the greatest NFL players of all time.
Yeah.
So I definitely see that they have the opportunity to get there.
He's a monster. He's ridiculous. You got Debo. I mean, honestly, I think Brock Purdy has gotten a lot of crap for not being for being more of a system quarterback. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Even if he is, who cares, bro? He's doing what he's got to do. He's getting where he needs to get. Stacking them W's. I mean, Brock Purdy, man. I mean, you got to give it to him.
Yeah, man. I mean, you got Debo, Ayuk, Kittle, CMC, Purdy. I mean, all these guys, this offense and the defense itself is stacked. I mean, this team is stacked.
Exactly.
It's going to take a lot of strength and heart to knock these guys out of the playoffs.
And that's the thing, bro, is you don't know what game is this going to be? Is this going to be a Kittle game? Is it going to be a Debo game? You know, is it going to be a CMC game, or is it going to be all of their games? You know what I mean? If one, that's the thing about the Niners, man. If one of the guys are messing up, there's someone else to pick up the slack.
Exactly.
And that's why they scare me. And that's why I think they're going to be Super Bowl champions this year, man. And Kyle Shanahan finally getting that Lombardi he's been chasing.
Yeah, man. I can see it definitely.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. But now it's time we move this thing over to Trey's bracket, Trey's picks, Trey's road to the Super Bowl. Take it away, buddy.
So this is actually how it's going to happen. starting off, we've got the Texans versus the Browns. One thing I want to say here, you know, we touched on it a little bit already, but 3 weeks ago, this team's played each other, and Joe Flacco put up 300 yards and three touchdowns, and the Browns won that game. And you're saying, well, C.J. Stroud wasn't in that game. Well, C.J. Stroud wasn't on defense when Joe Flacco put up 300 yards and three touchdowns. I just think that the Texans' defense doesn't have what it takes. I think that C.J. Stroud is going to put up a good fight, but I think the Browns' defense is so much better. The offenses are equally matched. I think the Browns take the dub here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Moving on to the next game, we got Kansas City versus the Dolphins in the -5 degree weather. And I'm right there with you, Bandy. You know, I got the Dolphins taking the dub here because I think the Chiefs are just that, like you said, they need a reset. They need to get this year, get out of there. You know, maybe go on tour with Taylor Swift and you know, figure some stuff out because it's just not looking good for them. The Dolphins, man, you know, I said in the preseason that I think they're going to be really great this year. I said last year they need one more year to get it together. This is the year they get it together, and they knock the Chiefs out of the playoffs.
Here's the thing, man. They just need to knock off all the commercials, all the fame, all the everything, you know, and get back to what you guys were doing to make you this famous, make these people want you in their commercials. And that is play football, you know. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad to see him struggle a little bit, man. But I'm just saying, I feel like that has been the cause of a lot of their issues, man. Their mind's elsewhere. They got this and that going on. They're not worried about the game, man, and that's what they need to get back to, Trey.
I agree. Moving on to the last wild card weekend matchup, we got the Bills versus the Steelers. And like I said earlier, the Steelers just always sneak their way into playoffs somehow, but they don't deserve to be there. This is going to be a very intense weather game. I think Josh Allen wins this game on his own. I think he probably has 2 rushing touchdowns in this game. I think it's going to be a ground game, but I think he's going to carry it on his back. I mean, the Steelers, their offense is ranked like 19th. In the league. It's just not great. You know, the Bills are top 5. I got to take the Bills here.
Yeah, buddy, I'm with you, man. Bills and the Brown, battle of the bees, like I said.
And this is where it chains up a little bit from my bracket to yours. You know, you got the Ravens versus the Dolphins. Actually, I think we actually still are right on this one, right? You got the Ravens going forward, as do I. Because I just think, you know, if you watched the game a couple weeks ago, Ravens versus Dolphins, the Ravens humiliated the Dolphins. I don't think it's going to be like that. But I do think that the Ravens just have a more put together team, and I think honestly won it a little more. I mean, you know, all the talk with Lamar and him always getting there, but injuries and everything like that, like they're here, they're ready, they're healthy, they're ready to go. So give me the Ravens to go to the AFC Championship.
Woo!
And then we got the Bills versus the Browns, the Battle of the Bees. I'm going to say it one more time for you. Except for it has a different outcome in my book. I think Joe Flacco gets the dub here. And I will say I don't think Joe Flacco is the reason for the dub. I think the Browns defense is going to shut the Bills down. I think it's going to be one of those situations where the Bills have a bad game, like they always do. And the Browns defense are going to capitalize.
You got Josh Allen running for his life, huh?
Yeah, man. I got Jadeveon Clowney chasing him all over the place.
What do you think? Myles Garrett gets a sack in this game?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
I like it.
I like it, buddy. I like it.
Moving on to the AFC Championship, we have, I couldn't write it any better than the script did, the Ravens versus the Browns, Flacco versus his old Super Bowl team coming in and showing them why they should have kept him around, because the Browns are going to the Super Bowl, baby.
Ooh, taking the Browns to the Super Bowl, is ya?
It's about time, okay?
Hey, Cody Wayne Brewer says the Bills are going to the bowl.
There you go. Hey, that's what you got. So
taking the Browns to the Super Bowl, buddy. A classic. A classic.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But so Browns win the AFC, go to the Super Bowl. Let's move it over to the NFC side of things. You know, starting off, we got the Bucks versus the Eagles. And you know how much Bandy thinks the Bucks are going to win over there. But sorry to say it, the Eagles are getting the dub, baby. Playoff form Eagles coming in hot. Jalen Hurts, full participant Friday. The man is ready to go. A.J. Brown did not practice. But regardless if he plays, I'm taking the Eagles.
I mean, honestly, I can't argue with you, because I think the Bucks are going to win, but all I'm saying is if it comes down to a tush push, I'm going to be one.
The tushes will be pushing, baby.
Oh, man. Let's see. Oh, Thick Slick 007. What up? Fourth and Flex. Glad I went to Life Smarts and met Trey all those years ago. Now I got a quality content to watch.
What up? What up? Yeah, I remember Life Smarts, man. That was like 10 years ago. Appreciate you coming around.
Yes, sir. Check us out. Hell yeah, buddy. And Andres Torres says Ravens all the way. I mean, neither one of us got that happening, but yeah.
All the way to the AFC Championship. Yeah, I'll agree with that.
That's something, bro. You should be happy about what your team accomplished there.
All right, go ahead and click that button and move them Eagles on over.
Oh, I did that.
There you go. All right. Jumping to the next game, we got the Rams versus the Lions. Now, Josh had the Lions getting the dub, but me, I'm more of a Stafford guy myself. Give me the Rams. I think they just have a more well-built team. You know, I do think that this is going to be a shootout because both defenses are kind of subpar. But I do think that the Rams are going to end up taking the dub with Puka, Cooper Kupp, Kyren Williams. I think they just got too many monster options to do this, and they move on.
I think the Lions want it more. You know, the Rams were there not too long ago. I think the Lions.
You got to remember, though, man, the Rams were there 2 years ago, but last year they were humiliated. And I think they're coming back to show that, you know, we didn't actually flop. Last year was a fluke. We're still contenders and are going to continue to be contenders.
Hey, and he gave away all those picks to get to be that team and to do those things. And now what, they hit on Puka, Kyren Williams? Are these both undrafted guys, right?
Yeah, man, it's crazy.
Insane, man. Go Rams. Go Rams.
Jumping to the next game, we got the Cowboys versus the Packers. You know, I hate the Cowboys so much with a passion, and I want to pick the Packers to win this game because I've been riding Jordan Love all year long, talking about how great he is, how great this team is. But I just don't think they have it in them this year with the way the Cowboys are playing. You know, I really wanted to pick Green Bay, but I just think the Cowboys are just too dominant right now.
Sorry, Tommy. Sorry, buddy. Both of us had the Cowboys over the Packers. I would love to see the Packers beat the Cowboys in this game, but when it comes to skill, I think the Packers are a young, very young team, and they need a little more time to put things together, buddy, and that's why I'm with you.
Yeah, and I think the Cowboys have the number two offense in the NFL. The Packers, I think, are the 11th. And I just think there's too big of a gap there, man. I think the Cowboys are going to get the dub here.
Any giving Sunday, so don't forget that. Exactly. But I agree with you. I agree with you, buddy.
But jumping to the next game, we got the Niners versus the Rams. Now, I said this before the show, and I'll say it again. The only way I see the Niners not making it to the Super Bowl is if they have to go through their division rival, the Rams, which in my bracket they do. And I think the Rams have enough power on offense and enough heart on this team to take the Niners out, mostly on the back of Sean McVay.
Oof. Oh, man. So you think these guys had won the Super Bowl, did amazing, then have the worst possible statistical season that you've ever seen happen to a defending Super Bowl champion, then come back and make it to the NFC Championship game.
100%.
Woof. You loving some Rams, buddy, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I mean, look at them. They got Puka, Kyron, Cooper, Stafford. They got everything they need to put up the numbers, and they got the heart and the coach behind them.
And it's like I said, man, when you've got a great running game that you can lean on, you set up the play action, and then that's when you get them when they don't expect it. You got them thinking it's a run, but here it's a pass, baby. And that's when you get that one-on-one coverage. Puka, Cooper, it makes sense, buddy. It makes sense. Just the 49ers are a really tough team, man, and they've got a lot of the same thing. Who do you like more? Christian McCaffrey, Kyron Williams? You can only have one.
I'm taking Christian McCaffrey. But one player is not a whole team unless you're the Bills.
Yeah, that's a good point, buddy. That's a good point.
Moving on to the next game. We got another division rival. It's the Eagles versus the Cowboys. Another situation to where I feel like if anybody else was put here, I think the Cowboys would move on. But the Eagles, I think, are just going to take over. You know, obviously, the Eagles beat the Cowboys once this year. The Cowboys beat the Eagles once this year. I think it comes back to it. I said when the Cowboys played the Eagles a second time, I wanted the Cowboys to win. So that way, when they played in the playoffs, the Eagles would dominate. It's exactly what's going to happen here. Give me the Eagles, baby.
Woo! NFC Championship game, set, match. I like it.
Yes, sir. And then we got my Eagles versus the Rams in the NFC Championship. Man, the Eagles, you know, that they've been on a downward slope, but they got into playoff picture and they really started taking it off. Jalen Hurts going crazy, A.J. Brown going crazy. Get to the NFC Championship. Ooh, it's going to be a knockdown, dirty, grindy fight. But give me the Rams.
Woo! You heard something now that you haven't heard all year long. And that's Trey saying, die, Eagles, die in the NFC Championship match.
I just think that the Rams are really going to put on a show in the playoffs this year and show you that they are going to be continuing to be playoff worthy going forward. And so it's going to be the Browns versus the Rams in the Super Bowl. Oof. Matthew Stafford versus Joe Flacco. Very exciting game. I think would be a great game to watch.
It'd be fun.
And crazy enough, give me the Browns to win the Super Bowl, baby. And this is not a joke. This is not satire. I think that Joe Flacco is going to get his trophy, go back to the couch, and hang out.
Yeah, bro, you think Flacco goes and then he hangs the cleats up? Hey, just wanted one more mic drop on the way out. Plank!
Yes, sir. Ensuring his Hall of Fame and just rocking it out.
Is he a Hall of Fame candidate right now? Probably not.
I don't think so. But if he does this,
I think so.
He's locked and loaded.
Yeah, bro. If Flacco takes this Browns team to the Super Bowl, wins the Super Bowl, gets another Super Bowl MVP under his belt, I don't see how he doesn't get in the Hall of Fame there.
And I'm not going to say that the Browns are going to win because of Flacco. I think that Flacco elevates this team to the level that they need to be, where their defense is already carrying them there.
And that's exactly what happened with the Ravens team when they did win the Super Bowl, bro. That was an insane defense, man. Ray Lewis, all those guys over there. And then you had Flacco slinging it across the field, man. Defense wins championships. Trey says defense going to win this championship.
Exactly. When you got a defense that is consistently stopping the offense and a quarterback who's putting up over 300 consistently every week in and week out, you're going to win games.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. I'll tell you one thing, buddy. It's going to be an amazing couple weeks of football. February 11th, we got the Super Bowl coming up. Me and Trey got two different matchups, two different winners. One of us going to be right, right? Got to be, maybe. Could be. Could be, should be, you know what I mean? Going to be great, buddy. Going to be great. I'm excited. I'm excited, man. Guys, don't forget that this show is presented by Bet Online, baby. Don't forget to go to Bet Online. There's a link down in the description. Use code BELIEVE. That's B-L-E-A-V. Believe, man. Sports bettors, get ready for the NFL playoffs. Use Bet Online. Get your deposit match up to 50%. Check them out, guys. Check them out. Big supporters of this show, guys. And don't forget to check out our merch, guys. Check out our merch, man. There's a link down in the description. We got hats, mugs. I got stickers. Anything I can slap that shiny logo on. I promise you, boy, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Support you boys here at Fourth and Flex, man. Trey, you got anything left to say, man?
I just got one thing left to say. Fly, Eagles, fly, baby.
To the NFC Championship game, right?
And that's yes, it? Sir, and that's it.
Thank you guys so much for watching. And we shall see thee on the next one. Peace. Check out fourthandflex.com where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's fourthandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show.